mercy. I felt that I was crushing him. I was stopping his breath. I wanted to get up. I struggled to disengage myself so that he could breathe, but I was crushed myself beneath the weight of other bodies. I could hardly breathe. I dug my nails into unknown faces. I was biting all around me in order to get air. No one cried out. Suddenly I remembered Juliek, the boy from Warsaw who played the violin in the band at Buna. Juliek, is it you? Eliezer, the 25 strokes of the whip. Yes, I remember. He was silent. A long moment elapsed. Juliek, can you hear me? Juliek.
Yes,
he said in a feeble voice.
What do you want?
He was not dead.
How do you feel, Juliek?
I asked, less to know the answer than to hear that he could speak, that he was alive.
All right, Eliezer. I'm getting on all right. Hardly any air. Worn out. My feet are swollen. It's good to rest, but my violin.
I thought he had gone out of his mind. What use was the violin here?
What? Your violin?
He gasped.
I'm afraid that they'll break my violin. I've brought it with me.
I could not answer him. Someone was lying full length on top of me, covering my face. I was unable to breathe through either my mouth or nose. Sweat beaded my brow, ran down my spine. This was the end of the road, a silent death, suffocation. No way of crying out, of calling for help. I tried to get rid of my invisible assassin. My whole will to live was centered in my nails. I scratched, I battled for a mouthful of air. I tore at decaying flesh, which did not respond. I could not free myself from this mass weighing